All right. Welcome to SMBKZ Conspiracies, y'all. Getting it cracking with episode 5. Let's get it lit tonight. Gotta smoke that good. I hope you got something rolled for these conspiracies tonight. But before I continue, of course, I gotta give a shout out to everybody that is doing awesome, going and listening in and tuning in and making sure you guys are downloading our content. And we definitely appreciate you here at SMBKZ, y'all. And of course, gotta keep those musics coming in. We loving all the genres we're seeing coming popping through the email. So make sure y'all, if y'all wanna get heard on SMBKZ, send them links and files over to smkbrkz420@gmail.com. All right, but let's get into it. On this conspiracy note, I just gotta start off with, you know how everybody is asking Siri and AI, are we gonna be having a new president election and getting a new president? And the answer is basically no. Hell no, nigga. They about to keep that president in there because they know that all this stuff that is going on now is the reason why they're getting away with the bullshit today. That whole Biden sitting there is definitely a setup, guys. I mean, look at all the destruction that is going on since he's been in presidency. It's like they got their will, their way with this government, man. And we got to start standing up and demand to get rid of this whole government situation. Is definitely a downfall for the people, because it's not for us. And I'm just saying, it's just like, come on, I don't think you guys can say any more destruction that's been going on than what's going on in Florida versus Hawaii. Like, this shit's crazy. And it's happening starting all over the world with the governments. Like, they're all combined, you guys. They're not for the people. They're not for us. I mean, we're starting to see more of an increase of people missing, women and children missing. A lot of children are missing. Like, it's just out of this world. Like, how are we going to continue to live safe knowing we're safe if we're going to continue with these same choices and the same dealings of this government that don't give a care what's going on with the people and who is missing and what reason why? I mean, now they got price of human parts and everything has gone skyrise. So at any moment and given time, your child could be abducted. You know what I mean? And it's just crazy. It's like pretty soon, there ain't going to be hardly any people. They don't want nobody here. That's just how I feel. Like, we're just all being used as some kind of experiment. At some given time and point, it'll be your turn to be up. Like, what are we going to do about this? We need to find some kind of crazy way to come up with a scheme or something, people, because we got to provide ourselves a better, safer life within these walls that we call America. And it's definitely not trusting our government. Where's these children that's missing? Like, come on. There's so many children missing all over the place. It has no... There's like, come on, that's ridiculous. It's eye-opening. People need to start speaking up. We need to wake up, you guys. Wake up. Sometimes they say it's a conspiracy, but let me tell you, most of the time, it really ain't. It's just basically telling you the truth, keeping it real. They out there eating people, confiscating people, chopping them up, all kinds of stuff, selling them, all types of parts. Just to keep money in a pocket. It's ridiculous. When is this going to stop? And now it's not like they're just trying to take one child here or two children here. They're taking them in groups. Every time something destructive happens, thousands, hundreds, 30, 60 children go missing. Like, come on, you guys. We got to find out what's going on. Where are these children? What are they doing with them? We obviously feel like, you know, they say after 24 hours, most likely your child is gone and dead. And it's sad to say that these amount of children could just go missing and nobody knows what's going on. But we got cameras all over to identify an accident. Cameras all over to identify things that we want to see. But I'm pretty sure them cameras catch everything else too. I mean, this is just ridiculous. How come we can't find where these kids have gone? somebody's got to be held accountable. And then just starting off with the destruction of how Hawaii just went down, like, that is just crazy. Like, fires out of nowhere and things that they don't want to have burned down didn't burn down. Well, thank you, government, for getting rid of our people, the people that actually stand for Hawaii. Why Hawaii's even there? Like, how dare they strip the land from those people? I mean, this is sickening. And then take their children. Like, why should we have to live in this type of world, in this environment, to deal with that? And then they give us the power and the tongue to wish it away, but where is everybody standing together? We need to be as one and stand up for these kids. These kids are our future. They're our future, they'll become our history, and they'll continue to be a future. So remember, let's stand up together so where we can make a change and a better for these children to live. And that is the only way it's going to happen. We got to stand up. I hope and say that one day we can. And as for that, you know, it's just not right. We shouldn't have to be going through this, you guys. We're only against advisors. You know, corrupted advisors. That's what the crazy thing about this whole thing is. Over paper. It's all over paper. All right, but let's take this break on SNBKZ Conspiracies. We'll be back with part two, but until then, let's hear this fire new music.
Scream la di da di, la di, la di da di. You had me down and out. Fighting doubts, depression prone. I was always wrong. Thinking suicide, I was almost gone. Even when you're home, I swear I'm all alone. Now you're mad I'm gone. Da 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 da. And I'm moving on. La 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 la. I hope you die alone. Ha, 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 ha. I'm smoking hella strong while I'm screaming. La di da di da. You had my heart, but you turned it black. Spray my net for you, now there's no looking back. Once I'm done with you, there is no looping back. When you told me you wish you could take it back, tell me what I'm gonna do with that. You had your chance, but you had other plans. You would not treat me like one of your fans. Blew it like a whistle, a pistol, a tissue. I hope you understand. When we would argue, you go through my phone. Then you would say that the evidence gone. Girl, I am not the one that's doing wrong. You try to hide it by raising your tone. You will not act like I owe you though. I give you your credit, it's over though. Always saying that I was out chasing hoes. I mean, if I was chasing hoes, wouldn't I be chasing you, though? You had me down and out, fighting doubts, depression prone. I was always wrong, thinking suicide, I was almost gone. Even when you're home, I swear I'm all alone. Now you're mad I'm gone, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm moving on, la-la-la-la-la-la. I hope you die alone, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. I'm smoking hella strong while I'm screaming, ha-di-da-di-da.
All right. That was Desi Chamberlain coming in with Suicide, y'all. One of the newest ones out that he got. Make sure y'all go ahead and check out Desi Chamberlain. He was definitely on our last episode on SNBKZ. So make sure y'all check him out on his Instagram, Desi Chamberlain. And let's get on to the next fire jam.
Man, I'm so tired. I don't even know what to do, man. You, I listen to your music, man, and you just play, man. I'm gonna be with so long, man.
I just took a drive to get my mind on some shit. They don't sympathize when it's coming from a man. Baby hit my line, it's like everything okay. Lay up in some thighs, I'll be warmer than a man. I just took a drive to get my mind on some shit. They don't sympathize when it's coming from a man. Baby hit my line, it's like everything okay. Lay up in some thighs, I'll be warmer than a man. Drive, text, text. driving, looking, hiding, almost colliding. Rules of the road, keep your eyes on the road. You control life's in your car, it's on your mind tenfold. Single driver, even better, play some music, blast a stereo. Trolling the mood when the mind is unsettling. Most men be lying, saying everything's okay. Say the same thing myself, as I know I'ma find a way. Talking to fruition, power of the tongue. Slipping with the words, put it in the universe. The pressure bust pipes, let them bitches bust. All head goggle boots, no stranger to dirty jobs. Scrolling through my camera roll before I make a move. Role model or father, yeah, I make that thing look cool. No disrespect is tolerated, principles the foundation. Far from stress, it's needed, sec, I'm heading out to get some sex. I'm trying to get my mind on some shit. They don't sympathize when it's coming from a man. Baby, hit my line, it's like everything okay. Lay up in some thighs, I'll be warmer than a man. I just took a drive to get my mind on some shit. They don't sympathize when it's coming from a man. Baby, hit my line, it's like everything okay. Lay up in some thighs, I'll be warmer than a man.
I never thought I'd meet you, man.
All right, all right. That was Coming From A Man by Famous Triple A, y'all. And that's Famous with the AAA, like Triple A. You feel me? Make sure y'all check him out on Instagram, Famous Triple A, and catch him for more. He will definitely be having more on our SMBKZ, y'all. Now, let's get back to these episodes. All right, let's get back to SMBKZ on the conspiracies. This is season 1, episode 5. If you feel what I'm saying, let's get into the real reason what's really going on. Today's conspiracy society. If you feel what I'm saying, you feel what I mean. Now, I got to also say, we're going to deep a little bit more deeper into this Hawaii situation. Like, what the fuck is going on with the beams? Is it? I mean, I know we all seen the beams. I know I'm not blind. I know Joe ain't blind. Joe know exactly what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And then they over there just destroying stuff with laser beams now? Oh, this is what we doing? So maybe they got the alien ships up there just laser beaming everything. Or shall we say that the sky is the laser beam, you guys? Because, I mean, ain't nobody see where these laser beams is coming from. Ain't nobody get down deep into that. Like, come on, you guys, open up your eyes. Think about the reality of stuff. I mean, like, if they have the ability to change the sky to whatever they want it to look like and do things with structure as laser beams, I can say that this whole apocalyptic thing that's about to happen with these aliens and people disappearing because of the Bible's prophecies, it is gonna happen. It's definitely gonna happen, you guys. And you guys need to brace yourself and prepare yourself and get reality and start thinking outside the box, because this shit is only gonna hit, and it's only gonna hit hard. It ain't coming soft. And I'm gonna tell you guys now, if you're not prepared, it's the end of these days, end of these times. And that's what you might as well go ahead and say is for you. Looking forward to the end of these times, you guys. I mean, we gotta start reading the Bible. The Bible's been more true than anything throughout our history and all everything that's going on. I mean, just get a piece of it, of some old texture of it, and get some sensibility in your life. And start waking up your third eye, you guys. Wake up that third eye. Y'all seen them laser beams? I know I'm not tripping. And it was selective laser beams. So you know it was controlled by somebody. Who the hell is controlling these goddamn laser beams that's destroying our earth? That destroyed Hawaii. That's destroying France. That's destroying... you guys, it isn't just us. It's happening all over these places that they got plans of rebuilding nations and redoing stuff. I mean, it's all about the paper. And it's sad that this is what life has become. And nobody is thinking to decide to look a little deeper and actually find out what is really going on. Man, I mean, come on, you guys, hit the email. Let me know what you think on this. I mean, this is just crazy and outrageous. Like, we can't even stand up for where we live. Oh, now we all got to get blue roofs and stuff, and we got to be Oprah, and we got to be, you know what I mean, a part of the Illuminati just to be able to maybe stay here. Like, what is this? This isn't life. This isn't what God intended for us to live. Let's bring back what God intended for us to live like. Maybe we'll get somewhere. Until then, this is just outrageous. Like I said, hit us up in the SMBKZ email, because we definitely wants to hear your opinion and maybe some things that you guys got some inspiration on what to talk about against with this or with it, because this is just outrageous. Like I said, the email smkbrkz420@gmail.com. And like I said, if you guys got any music submissions out there, we're taking MP3 and WAV files all day, baby. Send those through to the email too, because I'm looking for more music and I definitely want to get you heard, because that's what we're all about, getting our indie music artists out there to be heard, because we need platforms that is going to attain to the people and give to the people. Because this is, you know, life's short and we all got to help one another. So, yeah, make sure you guys hit that email, smkbrkz420@gmail, y'all. But let's continue, because, you know, there's always some conspiracy I got to talk about, if you feel what I'm saying. I mean, like, them aliens obviously is good enough to go off, but I mean, they gotta understand that aliens, they real, y'all. They here to stay, and I don't think they going anywhere. I think it's just about to get a little worse with the alien situation. So please stay tuned on the news. There will be more alien talk always. But let's get into the cap of the weather. The weather transformation, you guys, if you guys haven't noticed lately, it's just been a little crazy. I mean, one minute feels like summer, one minute feels like winter, one minute feels like it's gonna snow. I don't know. Everybody keeps saying, oh, it's always the same, and keep switching up whenever. You never know. But I mean, if you've been looking at them clouds and been looking at that sky, I mean, it's becoming more fake. And we starting to know, yeah, the government's definitely controlling the weather out there. They definitely got a good percentage where it's very close to 100, you guys. I mean, so don't be surprised when I say that sky will be presented to act like it's falling with aliens. That sky can change to whatever they want it to look like, honestly, and do what it wants. So if it wanted to shoot lightning bolts of gas, it probably will do that if it wanted to. You know what I'm saying? How this government is, I wouldn't put it past them for nothing. I'm pretty sure there's so much technology they done hid from us for over these years and captivated, man. It's outrageous. So like I said, keep a eye on that sky, you guys. I mean, it ain't looking weird for no reason. They up there playing God. And you know what happens when you play with God and try to be God? It ain't never good for you. It ain't never good for them. Whoever it is out there trying to do it and be it, it's all just going to end. It's going to end terribly. So I don't know why they even started, but hey, I guess you get to choose your death too. So your ending of the everything. So like I said, you know, that sky is definitely something so real that we got to keep in mind that, you know, any minute that government can decide to say, hey, in this state, we don't want it to be that way. We want it sunny because we got business meetings. We got shit to do. You know what I mean? And the other side, like, fuck them niggas. Like, put a tornado and wash them niggas out or something. I ain't fucking with it. Because I know. Nobody predicting that weather right now. Nobody. Ain't nobody ever could and nobody ever will. Because they is up there been trying to control it and reflectuate it and change it and make it do all kinds of crazy shit. So You wonder why our hurricanes have names before they even come out. Like, who can name a hurricane before it come out? What the hell kind of shit is this? Voodoo? Some kind of shit. Some kind of spell going on. But, yeah, definitely tempting to say, I don't trust the sky. Definitely keeping an eye on the weather and the sky and all kinds of shit around me. My eyes is woke. I hope yours is woke. Hope you got that third eye open. Keep it open. Because I really have a feeling that things are just going to get worse from here. I mean, I don't see anything being improved. Have you guys seen anything being improved out there? I mean, every time I turn on the news or turn around and talk to somebody, it's always something going on. I mean, when are we going to be able to have a sense of peace for at least a week? A week of nothing going on. Terrible, man. I mean, we got to get with the program. We got to start changing how we do things. We got to start improving what's around us and start helping people. Where's the love? Everybody just seems so hatred nowadays. So much evil out there. So much in the streets. And he wasn't playing when they say take one third of mankind. Because I'm telling you guys right now, I'm already seeing a good one third of mankind already being slaughtered everywhere. Children missing. People coming up missing. All kinds of things happening. There's parents killing their own kids. All kinds of stuff. Like, this way of life and destruction has gone just out of control. I mean, it's one of these days in our lives that we can never, ever forget. And it's only going to turn into more unforgettable nonsense. And all I got to say is I'm going to keep praying for all of us. Praying for us to get forgiveness and us to keep away from these sinners and keep away from the evil spirits and everything that's going on in today's society. Because it ain't for me, and I know it ain't what we expected for us, especially for those that want to live a great life and continue to be abundant. It's sad. Just very sad. All right, thank you for listening and tuning in to SNBKZ Conspiracies, episode 5, season 1. I appreciate the love and thank you for coming through. You will be hearing more on SNBKZ. Make sure y'all tune in at least every other week to check out what's new. And I just say, y'all make sure y'all keep submitting all the questions, answers, and music to SNBKZ's email at smkbrkz420@gmail.com. And I'm out.